88RVPP, that'll be a bubble.
KVLDF, KVRVP, good morning, Chris.
Mike, good morning. How was your weekend?
Good. Had a nice weekend. Yesterday we were out at Patty's mom and dad's. Caitlin's birthday. That's Dylan's girlfriend and mom of Kate, who is 3, going to be 4 here in May. We had a nice birthday. Had everybody over. Her favorite thing to eat is those little small Cornish hens, as she calls them, baby chickens. So Patty bought enough baby chickens for everybody, put them over at her parents, spent the day over there. I watched the NASCAR race, hung out with Cade, and Patty does the cooking, and I usually help with the cleanup. So I help clean up the kitchen and do the dishes, the big pans and stuff that wouldn't fit in the dishwasher. Relaxed a little bit and came home. How was your weekend?
Man, it sounded just like our weekend. Went and visited mom at the rest home. And laundry and house cleaning on Saturday. The usual. Grocery shopping. And Sunday was continue more of the washing that we didn't get done. Went out, looked at some cars, new rides, and then head on over to my sister's for a birthday gathering. Turned 65, and we picked up a few pizzas over at Domino's. Brought them over. Had a good time. And before you know it, it was time to come home and let the dog out, feed her, and get my work clothes rounded up. My work laundry, and here I am. That's how it went. Went quick.
Yeah, we do our grocery shopping on Sunday morning. We're the early bird shoppers. We're usually over at Walmart about 7 a.m. on Sunday. Get in, get out. It's super easy. All the registers are open. The ones with the cashiers are either nobody in front of us or one person in front of us. Just get in, get out, everything's full. We're stocked, finishing stock on the shelves, so it's nice. Really nice. We do it every single Sunday. We're there at 7 a.m. We've been there as early as 6:30. And when you go in Saturday at like 1 in the afternoon, 2 in the afternoon, it's like, holy crap, the people are crazy. Lines, people everywhere. Some of the stuff you want is low or empty. So we're kind of spoiled going early. Kind of like it. Driving into work should be easy today. We're going to get some melting going on. It's already above 32. I think it was 33, 34 last time I looked. So should be an easy drive to work. I don't know if there's any ice anywhere or not, or if it's just smooth sailing. Probably lots of water from the melting. Certain areas, maybe. KB8RVP.
KALDF. It's pretty dry, the highway. Well, doesn't appear to be any slippery areas. Which is good. Yeah, we went shopping on a Sunday one time, and that was like, holy cow. But that was until later, over at Meyer Home, man. My daughter Eden yesterday said she needed to pick up some cottage cheese and some milk and a few other things, you know. Oh my God, I couldn't believe how busy it was. It was packed. She thought it was Christmas. You know. Yeah, don't ever go on a Sunday. Yeah. Unless you go early. Yeah, I don't like grocery shopping, but there's not too many times we've ever gone where it was drastically busy other than the holidays. Usually we're in and we're out, you know, got your list and focused on what you got on your list and get out of there. Let's see, my other daughter and future son-in-law went fishing up north at the cottage and came home with 15 bluegill. Not all in a setting. It was a couple on Saturday, you know, a few on Saturday and the rest on Sunday, so... They were up there early Friday, and it was one fish. Carolyn has Fridays off, so they went up. They left the house Thursday, and then head on up there. So, yeah, they had fun. We'll probably go to the cottage this weekend, my wife and I. She said it looks like, my daughter said it got roughly just over 2 foot of snow over there. They could hardly pull in into the driveway.
Isn't that crazy how much snow some places get compared to others? Yeah, lake effect snow makes a huge difference. I don't know if Lake Michigan ever froze this winter. We had some really cold spells, but it was only for like 3 days here and 4 days here. Some of it was just the wind chills were super cold. They canceled school several days in January. Like the day I got out of the hospital, all the schools were closed. Daddy picked me up at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the wind chill was like 20 below zero. It was cold. I think they canceled school like 3 days in a row that week. But I don't know if the lake's froze or not. I know all the inland lakes did. I don't know about the Great Lakes, because there's been lots of talk of lake effect snow from Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan. Lake Superior might have froze, I don't know. But I did see a ship was stuck. Coast Guard had a Coast Guard cutter, icebreaker had to come and try to get it out. It wasn't in Michigan. It was in one of the Great Lakes, but I can't remember what news channel. Sometimes on my, when I bring up YouTube, it'll bring up a news article that'll be out of Chicago or it'll be out of all different states. But it might be something that I commonly look up or look at. So there was one ship that had to have an icebreaker to it, but I don't remember where it was at.
Must be a bad spot in your house. You kind of noisy into the repeater, but I can hear you. Yeah, I can imagine. If it's that cold and 3 days in a row off for the kids in school, it's got to be cold. Yeah, the kids are staying the ice in front of the cottage was like really slushy the first 5 inches, and then it was solid further down. We're asking how come it was so warm and slushy there. I says, well, spring fed, you know, so the water's a little warmer when it comes out of the, in that one area there where it's spring fed. Spring fed everywhere, but pretty much know where the ice is always in a weak spot. They had, like, he drilled with a 8-inch auger. She was videotaping him as he was logging the ice, and holy cow, that was at least 10 inches thick before he busted through. But yeah, there's a lot of areas that didn't really freeze over, you know, solidly.
Yeah, I told you before, I grew up on Runyon Lake, so when you're coming through Fenton, you get just south of Fenton, you got White Lake Road, you get off there and you can go to Runyon Lake. And we get so much snow on top of the ice, if you didn't keep it cleared off, like if you wanted to ice skate or play hockey or something, if you had a couple sunny days with all that snow, it'd be all slush underneath. Yeah, and it was spring fed too, so you had to be careful if you were out on your snowmobile and you came in. You didn't want to come in somewhere where somebody had a overflow from their well. Some people had artesian wells, and it just kept running. They'd get the overflow right there by the edge, and you could fall through. My dad did one time. Snowmobile was sitting on the bottom in about 2 feet of water. That was fun pulling that out. But sometimes it's just the sun baking on top of all that snow. Underneath it starts to melt and get slushy too, so you never know. KB8RBP.
Oh yeah. People across the lake side there. They got an artesian well, and that's just constantly pumping. Carolyn was saying that the pond behind us, that was pretty much open there. I told her, I said, well, that, there's an artesian well back in there, and if you go back in there further enough, you can see them geysering out of the water. So, yeah, Mother Nature, man. Yeah, you gotta stay away from those babies. I used to be pretty thin there. Well, Mike, I'm already here at work, unfortunately. Hope you have a good day and you're not beat up too hard. I'll be clearing his files. KB8RVP, KA8LDR.
All right, have a good day. I don't know if you stayed till 5 on Friday or not. I know it sounded like a pretty good chance that you were going to get more of that project done. Yep, don't work too hard, 7-3, KB8RVP.
Yeah, I stayed Friday. Yeah, a little bit more done. Yeah, quite a bit more to do yet. Just very time-consuming, getting it all the stages. All right. We'll catch you later. Have a good day. We'll talk with you tomorrow. Well, hopefully it turns out sunny and warm later on. One can only hope. Hi, hi. KBRVP, KA8LDF 73.
Hello.
You there?
Yeah.
Good morning.
It is so far.
I can barely hear you.
I'm probably on the phone.
Too much static.
Can you see it all?
KF8ELF.
W-8-F-F-R, W-8-F-F-R, KF5-INT. Nothing heard, KF5-INT clear. K-A-N-U-Z. K-B-8-O-O-E. Making it in. I had a little, about a 6-inch duck on this little dual bander.
You're making it in, all right.
These guys have dumped a ton of money into this repeater. It's got remote sites all over the place, and it's tied in with the rest of these repeaters.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I know the 147-100 machine here in Flint is now linked to the IRA system over on the west side of the state.
I think that's the one we used to talk back and forth on to the Essexville, the Bay City machine. I mean, like, I don't know, what was it, about a dozen years ago? I posted that video on YouTube.
Yeah, I remember.
Maybe not. Maybe that was, we got a couple repeaters up there. That was a Quantica C one, which is where I thought that W8N tower was, that I used to get when I was spearing sucker in the ditches up there.
I'm not sure where this tower is located at now. The old 14738 machine years ago, when it was up on the side of the tower for radio station 105.5 in here in Flint. I'm not sure if this is pulsating. If this is the same location or a new one.
Yeah, hard telling. Hard to keep up on that stuff when you don't get on the radio for 5 years.
Yeah, it makes it a little difficult when you're married to somebody who blows all your money on the dispensaries and you know, you don't have any money left, and also she couldn't stand the radios. I don't know. I can't believe I put up with it as long as I did.
That was a low-level IQ she had. Yeah, you lost it completely. I caught maybe 10% of that.
Give me just a second here, KD8NUZ.
Solid in there that time.
Yeah, living where I live here, I'm not allowed to put up any external antennas, which kind of sucks, but I don't plan on living here forever.
I put up a staple bird feeder.
Yeah, I could do that, or one of them stink pipe antennas, even.
That's a good old fart pipe antenna.
I got a ladder line J pole. I thought about, I don't know if there's a way I could hide that outside or not. I could look into that.
Yeah, just put an extension on your fart pipe, put one of those boots on there, and then, just tie that thing to the side of it. You need enough of a stink pipe to get it up there so it's tall enough to hold that J-pole and zip tie it to it and flat black the whole thing.
Yeah, that would work.
I'd be able to work HF there with nobody knowing what's going on.
Yeah, I'm starting to get stuff squared away to head into work here pretty soon.
Yeah, there's a couple radios out there right now you can pick up for under $400, get you on HF, and a transverter for two and 440, and an attenuator to tie them in, and have SVR.
Sounds interesting.
You can work CW on 40 and 80, and you can work all the 10, all the digital and voice up to 28,500.
I'd eventually like to upgrade my license. I just got to get to studying for it and go test.
Yeah, I am studying for it right now. Glenn got it before stuff fell apart with me and her. And I am studying for it now. She's a lot smarter than Gwen, so she'll get it.
I'm not sure if I could get my new girlfriend interested in it, or current girlfriend interested in it. We've been together for a little bit, not new, but...
Unless they're like into their nurse or trade tech type person, usually they're not interested.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to do some talking to her. She sees the radios. They're on my desk. I mean, I got three HDs lined up there and the radio sitting in there. When the power's out, I got no way to power that mobile radio. I need to see a different setup for that. Right now, I just got it connected to I still got that old Astron power supply.
harder to find a good, clean, and quiet smart charger anymore. You got to spend the money to get a good one. But I still run off of semi-truck batteries. My HF and VHF, UHF station, all that stuff. I got three Hermes Light 2 transceivers, which are SDR. And then I've got three of the true SDX transceivers, and then my old Elenco VXSR8T. That's the only one that's 100 watts. Me and Phil are getting ready to build a couple of amplifiers that use LDMOS.
Yeah, sorry, I was just reading a couple texts from Mom. Aunt Debbie was in the hospital again, is in the hospital for a couple nights, but she's going to be all right. She says she's going home today, and that's what she's getting there.
Coughing nails, she's jumping on KB8OE.
Yep, KB8NUC. Yeah, I guess they wanted her on oxygen more full-time, but she don't want to do it.
And my buddy Frank just posted a video of a dog. This guy got this dog on one of them penny ponies out in front of the store riding that pony. He's dumping pennies in it, and that dog's just wagging its tail.
That's funny.
Yeah, you should check out those Hermes Light too. Nice rig. And then I've been building magnetic loops that'll cover from 40 almost to 10. And they do pretty good, but I'm going to build a couple bigger ones that'll do 40 down to 80. Then one giant one for 160. It might cover 80, depends on how I design it.
Hey, you sound like you're doing a lot better than the last time we talked. I guess you must be healing up all right.
I seem like I go backwards every time I sneeze real hard, and it just about takes me to the floor.
Yeah, I can imagine. I did 36 rounds of radiation, finished that up in mid-January.
That'll probably be what gets me next. I was scheduled to go back to oncology.
Yeah, this was my second go-around with it. I had the surgery to have it removed, and then there was some cells left behind, and that's what I had to have the radiation for.
And that sucks.
Yeah, I'm just hoping it took care of it all this time. I gotta wait. Come April, I got a doctor's appointment with the oncologist, and the week before that, I gotta go get some blood work done.
Yeah, I gotta probably head in the next 2 days and go get some done for, so they keep an eye on what's going on with the different meds I'm doing for this fiasco. Matter of fact, you should keep automatic blood pressure cuff around, because that's what the deciding factor was on whether or not I just sit around here and let it happen or head it in. My blood pressure went through the roof, and it's never bad.
Yeah, I think I got one over here. Yeah, I take a high blood pressure pill and a cholesterol pill already.
I don't like eating those.
Yeah, if I don't have that medication, man, that my blood pressure will be like, if I go without it a couple of days, like early last year when I was locked up, it went up like 160 something over, like 100 and something.
Yuck. Hey, I'm going to cut you loose. I want to see if maybe I should go in and get this
get this panel done, and then come back here and kick back a little bit. She's got like 2 days off in a row, so I got to get some things done. Well, I'm not driving. I'm still taking the back seat. I don't like the concept of those airbags sitting in front of my face.
Yeah, I hear you there. All right, I'll catch you later. 7 degrees, 38 MUZ.
3 KDOE. KF8EYL monitoring. KF8EYL monitoring. KF8EYL monitoring. KD8IWS Mobile.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is Kilo Echo 8 Charlie Yankee Charlie calling CQ for any station anywhere. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is KE8CYC calling CQ for any station anywhere. Please call now.
KE8CYC, this is KE8MWH.
KE8MWH, this is KE8CYC. Name is John. I'm in Diamonddale. And I'm curious to hear where you are.
My name is Harris Perry. I'm in Edenville, just about 20 minutes north of Midland.
Up north, where the snow is deeper. It's kind of melting here. It's getting awful muddy. I've tried this call before and connected with Lapeer and somewhere in Genesee County, but never that far north. I'm just curious how well it works. I work over at the State Emergency Operations Center, and I think this would be a useful link to people up the eastern side of the state. And so I wanted to check it and see if it's still working. KEHCYC, over to you.
Yeah, I'm connected to the Bay City repeater. It gets good coverage way over my area. I get a strong signal from it. And I know it's linked to a bunch of other repeaters on the east side, so all the way down to Flint, and maybe even further by now. So I hear people all over on this one. So yeah, it would probably work out, you know, for an emergency.
I think that's what it was designed for. I also run Packet, and so I've seen a list of those stations that are linked by microwave. I don't know if this probably doesn't get into microwave. I don't understand all I know about it. But Monroe is now on the net, and so is Newberry. But whether this reaches Newberry or not, that's problematic.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they linked up or anything like that. I just know I get a, you know, just on a few meters by myself, and I don't know if it's either like internet linking or radio wave or what's going on. Like that. Probably about the admin to be able to tell you more.
Yeah, it's kind of a mystery to me, but it's interesting, and thank you for coming back to me. I had no hopes that anybody was listening, and sure enough, there you are. Thank you very much from Edenville. This is KEHCYC, and I'll be gone on your final.
Yep, you have a good rest of your night. Also on the west side, I connected to Mount Pleasant, either W8IRA link system that goes on the west side of Michigan, so you get a good place to go. Anyways, have a good night. This is KEHMWH.
KF80 Whale monitoring.
Romeo Bravo November monitoring. Kilo Great Romeo Bravo November monitoring.
KF80YL monitoring.
KDN Orbian, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just dandy here tonight. I think I might have some water in one of my connections. All the bands on this radio are coming in with some bacon fries tonight for some reason. How am I sounding?
A little bacon as well, but I think that's something else going on too. I've checked the other repeaters, and besides the one that's very, very close to me, I'm getting the same thing as well. So I don't think it's just you.
Yeah, it just seems interesting. Yeah, I've tried a few different bands here, and it seems different repeaters, different networks, and they all seem to be coming with some thinking. Right? I don't know. Maybe some of this rapid snowmelt, some water got into something somewhere. Who knows? I'll check it out tomorrow.
Yeah, overall, I mean, you seem okay to me. So, I mean, needed to talk to someone. I think you're good. I mean, I can, understand what you're saying. So, but I'm happy for the snow melt. Sick of cleaning this stuff up. My driveway's full of ice. But, hey, what can you do?
Yeah, I hear you. Whereabouts you at? Where are you coming in from?
I'm like Northern Oakland County, so do you know where Cook's Dairy is? We're like the last operating like dairy farm in Oakland County, like just north of Pine Knob.
All right. Well, my name's Ken here, and I'm in Birch Run. I'm coming off the Guilford repeater in the fountain there, and that's kind of the best one that I can reach.
Carl over here. Hey, nice to meet you. I think I'm hitting a little pier up here. So overall, that's a pretty good distance. If you're hitting the sun from Birch Run, so you used to pass there quite a bit and used to frequent Tony's a lot and need a whole pound of bacon. My heart is still working, but overall, you're still sounding okay.
Yeah, the old Tony's there, yeah, you gotta watch that. About once a year I'll go there and have something, and yeah, you'll get a pound of bacon. If anything comes with bacon, it's a pound of bacon, and it's good, but yeah, you can't do that all the time. That'll kill you.
So when we were kids, me and my brother, my parents, Jacob's up there. Out there as a kid, GMS finding food at the time, was great at the time. My brother always coined the term of Tony's, it's not quality, it's quantity.
Yeah, my niece just had a birthday, and what she wanted for her birthday was a banana split from Tony's, in which you get a gallon of ice cream with, it's got to be 5 or 6 bananas on it, plus all this other stuff. It's kind of just crazy. It's huge. It's enough banana split for about 6 people, and there was 3 of us.
Yeah, it sounds like a dummy ache all around. I think last time, my wife and I, when we went there, parents have a place in Grayling, so for a while there we were staying up there a lot on the weekends, like riding our side by side around, and come back down to Oak County to work. We'll go to Tony's here and there, and I think they got like a club sandwich, and it might be, I think it was about the size of my head. It was huge, but it actually wasn't too bad either. It's so. Iconic place, though, for sure.
Yeah, when you live 5 miles away from it, and that's like, where you got to pass through to go to the grocery store or whatever, you got to be careful. You can't go there every time. They have good food, but it's not good for you. That's for sure.
Yeah, you guys, on Birch Run, though, you guys have a lot of good options out there. usually a good place to stop. Usually like there, Clio. I go up I-75 quite a bit, so it's still a good stop with a lot of options for food. I'm over again by Clarkston Road or Dashbot. So we don't have too much, but it's still kind of countryish, so I can't complain.
Yep, hey, I got some guys from my work paying me here. I need to respond to them, so I'm going to be out for now. It's KFAUL, and I'll be clear on your final.
KFAUL, hey, nice talking to you. I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you again, and take care. KUL again, this is Carl in Nortonville. Take care. Clear.
Batman, you all done?